welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Nellie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Kirsty Ternan, principal in our data and AI at BDO Digital USA. She is here to speak with us about the findings coming out of BDO's Retail CFO Outlook Survey. If you're not familiar, our annual survey collects perspectives of CFOs on their top challenges, issues, priorities, and focus areas for the coming year. And then we publish that on our website. In this episode, we're talking about how retailers are gearing up to deploy, you guessed it, AI, across the plethora of use cases in the industry. Welcome to the show, Kirsty.
Thanks, Natalie. Great to be here.
Great. So this year's survey showed a lot of retailers are building proprietary generative AI platform. Actually, it's 45% higher than any other survey, any other industry that we surveyed. So tell us, what do you think about this and why do you think that retail is taking the lead here?
Well, I think, it's actually kind of a surprising statistic to me. I was surprised by that. But retailers have always been at the forefront of engaging with their customers in an innovative way, or trying to, right? And moving towards those types of proprietary generative AI tools. You would just expect that in that area within this industry. And I think by developing their own systems, they're trying to really pull together that power of the customer experience and that data-driven decision-making, right? Because they have so much data on all of their customers that it just makes sense that they would push to adopt this sooner than others. I do, however, question a little bit on that number around, are they truly building proprietary tools, or are they taking the tools that are out there, let's say like the LLMs, the chat GPTs of the world, are they taking those and then they're bringing them into a secure environment and building an application that runs on them? I think that's probably more likely. Well, I'm not sure I would call that completely proprietary. That may be how they're classifying what they're doing. And I think that's really, really believable for this industry. I think that just, the richness in the consumer data that they have makes it just a well-suited industry for leveraging all of the tools that AI and especially generative AI has to offer.
Now, I agree with you about the whole customer experience. I mean, retailers really are truly in the forefront of that and always looking to create the most expansive and elaborate customer experience, because that's how they converse and retain and engage with customers. So there's no surprise that they are very heavily invested in AI. But having said all that, there's also a lot of risks associated to implementing generative AI. One stood out to me was acting on incorrect information. I mean, we've seen that before, right? So what can retailers do to address this risk?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty critical point. And as people get more educated on what AI can do, they get to this point of, okay, but what if it's wrong? Right? What if it hallucinates? How do I know that what it's telling me is accurate? And the key there is about implementing very robust validation processes. So retailers need to ensure that there's a system of checks and balances where AI-generated insights are cross-verified with maybe their human expertise or some other kind of reliable data source, right? So you think about if they're going to use like a chat GPT or generative AI to build some type of, let's say, customer-facing email or blog or something that relates to that customer, you want to make sure that's right. And if it happens to make up a small detail, goes out to that customer, and maybe it's even about being an inaccurate detail, but maybe even offensive detail, that's a really big problem. So as people get more into developing and deploying these systems, I think they'll realize the amount of focus that has to be put on that validation piece and to ensure that the things that they're using to train these models are updated, are not biased, and are following all of the procedures around responsible AI and making sure that you've got clear and accurate information feeding that model. So I think a combination of definitely human oversight, human in the loop, and then really making sure that the AI design and those models that we're developing are transparent, that's going to be vital for mitigating these risks.
Absolutely. I mean, you said it, you hit the nail right in the head. I mean, we're gathering all this great information, but it really is critical and could be detrimental if it's not correct and you're acting on that. So everyone is talking about AI. All we do is talk about AI. So if retailers want to get in with AI, and we just talked about some of the benefits, what advice would you give a retailer looking to get their AI journey started?
Yeah, I mean, embarking on this journey, it's going to be exciting for any retailer. I think my advice is you want to first educate, create an AI strategy task force across the organization. There's got to be people around the organization that are already all excited about this, right? And probably already adopting it and will be really good for helping you research and understand how that's going to affect the business. And then I think you really have to go to the use case side of things and understanding not just what it can do, but what it can do for you that's going to provide a return. Most of our clients are looking at things that can really add a substantial value around things like customer service, inventory management, personalized marketing. Those are all the big focus areas. And once you've settled on those use cases, making sure that you have high quality data, that's going to be where you're going to focus next. Making sure that you've got a secure environment, making sure that you've got the right governance policies on the data and user access control. And then it's all about change management. And I think if you can follow through those four areas, and we use a process around 5 steps to AI, I think that's going to be key to making sure that this isn't too overwhelming, but that you can take it in pieces and still keep up with your competitors and utilize that advantage that we all now have kind of right in front of us.
Agreed. Thank you very much for your comments and for your suggestions. If you have any questions on what we've covered in today's episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to add us to your podcast library to keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.